Hosanna.
Hosanna.
And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna is a prayer of praise, and it's just a word that lets us pour our hearts out into an exclamation of a whole wide range of gladness and hope and faith in what God is doing with us and where he's leading us. And so in this passage this morning that DJ read, Jesus had that triumphal entry into Jerusalem where he came in on the colt of a donkey, and people spread their clothes out on the ground for the donkey to make a little roadway there, and they took the palm branches that were customary in a way to celebrate the return of a victorious leader and into their company, and they waved those, and they sang, and they praised the Lord, and some people got mad about that, and other people were glad about it, and the people were filled with hope, and they had all these different kind of ideas about what that was going to mean, but they just praised the Lord in that moment and received Jesus as their King and their Savior, and expressed that in every way they could as Jesus came in to the town. And that's just about what we do too, isn't it? We can only just, the best that we can do is to open our hearts to receive him with praise and gladness and exaltation, and see what he does with our lives, see what he does within us and among us. We praise the Lord, we just praise him in all of our circumstances for the joy that he brings to us, and that he is there taking care of us and helping us, even in the greatest difficulties. Like that one guy who wrote that book, I said, the book, and he said, praise the Lord anyway. And in all of our trials and difficulties and struggles, we just praise the Lord through them all. For what? For what he is doing, how he is strengthening us, helping us, taking us through, and for what he has for us in the future. So that we know that, you know, as we pass through difficult times, you know, we know that those are temporary, but what is coming is eternal. The joy and the salvation and the hope and the gladness and the love and these things that are in us, they're not there temporarily. They're there permanently. And whatever we might go through in any given day will not take those away from us. The world didn't give it to us, and the world can't take it away. And so whatever conflicts or struggles or whatever fears or whatever that we're going through, those are all temporary. They'll all pass. But the joy of the Lord is eternal, and it will not fade. So praise the Lord, amen. Say Hosanna. Hosanna. We praise him, we adore him, and a part of that is to bear witness to him. To find some ways to express our love. And, you know, a lot of times we can't just use our old cliches and Bible verses to do that. You know, there have been times when we could, and there still are times when we can just, you know, quote some scripture and somebody will say, oh yeah, I see now, you know. Or we can use some kind of a little clicky poem or saying that we know, and people will say, oh yeah, I get that. But those days are fewer and farther between.
Right.
So we have to find other ways to express God's love in addition to those. That doesn't mean we don't still use those, but in addition, you know. And so it's kind of like water. You know how if you block water from going one way, usually finds some other way. If there's even the smallest little channel that it can follow, it will follow it, and it will enlarge it. It will build on that, and then it'll get through there, and then it'll pool up somewhere else. And if you close that off, it'll find another way. Love's like that. Love will find a way. And if we love God the way that we feel like we do, then, you know, we're not going to let a little thing stop us, our love from flowing. And that's our witness, really. That's how I think we have to look at witness. That God's love is in our heart. And our job as the witnesses to that love is to let it flow through us. And if it won't flow one way, let it flow another. But just let it flow and trust it. Trust God's love and praise Him for it, and let that be our praise. The way our love flows through the rocks and crevices and crooks and crannies of life. Steve, would you get, Mike, would you give that a little punch? It's not working. Not working for you, is it?
There we go.
Thank you.
I was wanting to do an update in the middle of your
session. Oh, that's good. We could do a little Microsoft update. God, all of us just hold on for a couple hours. We'll finish this. Then, Hosanna speaks to the favorability, to things being, conditions being right, you know, the stars being aligned, you could say something like that, the everything just being aligned properly, and you know how that works in our lives sometimes where, you know, things, you know, they just don't quite seem in sync. But then all of a sudden they do, and it all works together, and all of a sudden it's working. It's like the Star of Bethlehem shining down. You know, at the right time, at the right place, at the right moment, everything comes together. Because a lot of times, you know, we're working on things, we just see our own little role, our own little spot, what we're doing. We don't see the big picture. These people on the day of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, they didn't see the big picture. They saw where they were. They saw their need. They saw their Savior. They saw the things that they thought that Christ was doing for them. They saw their condition of their country and of their community, and they saw the problems that were going on, and they looked to Jesus to fix all those. And that's wonderful, and we do still to this day, and we want to, and we want to encourage everybody to do that. But it's hard to see maybe beyond that sometimes. So we don't see the whole picture, but Jesus saw the whole picture. Even His disciples didn't. Even the disciples, they didn't see it, you know, anywhere near what Jesus was seeing. And so they were resistant to some of the things that Jesus was leading them through, even in that very week. But we pray that all these things that God is working on through each of us individually will come together at the right moment to be what God is working on as a larger project. I guess we could think of different examples of that. I won't, but you can think about that in your afternoon assignment. Think of different examples of how, you know, different people are working on pieces of a project and they don't even know what somebody else is doing really. And then all of a sudden, when it's time to bring all those pieces together, it works. And that can be in music and art and in, you know, any kind of a field, and it's always amazing when that happens, and then we know, oh, that's how it works. That's what we pray for, those favorable conditions, the time to come. And what we see and what we can see, especially in hindsight, is that Jesus was setting up a community within all the communities of the world that was going to be different. It was not of this world. It was in this world, but not of the world, and it had different laws, It had a different vision. It had different participants. And a whole different way of operating that is addressed throughout each of the days of this whole week. This kingdom is the kingdom of God. It's His kingdom. That means it's His vision. That means He's the one putting it together. That means that in the end, the tabernacle of God is with people, and He shall be our God. We shall be His people. And God Himself shall wipe away every tear from our eye, and there shall be no more pain, no more suffering, no more sorrow, no more sin, and no more death. God Himself will make this happen.
Amen.
And we get to be a part of it today, if we will. It's a community that includes everyone, and the only people that are excluded from this community are the people who exclude themselves. A kingdom where the only thing that is not tolerated is intolerance. A kingdom of love and grace and peace, where people have all their different ideas and views and understandings and experiences, but together in love we work as friends and family to encourage and strengthen each other and guide each other, to let each other change us and reshape us according to the image of God in which we were created. And everything else gets pushed aside as this kingdom grows. On Monday, Jesus went into the temple and cleansed the temple. And you know, in that day, they faced many of the same problems that we do. And one of the greatest problems of their day was that they had Sadducees and their Pharisees who had politicized their religion so that instead of the house of the Lord being a house of prayer, it was a house of anything and everything but prayer. And the people that were involved in that religious communities were doing everything in the name of God except worshiping God. And they were following every kind of idea and viewpoint and worshiping those and holding them up like they were the Word of God. And Jesus cleansed the temple and said, my house will be a house of prayer. The zeal of the Lord hath accomplished this. And then the next day he went back into the temple and he taught the people. And as they challenged him on what was the most important thing about our faith, he said that all of the law and the prophets came together in these two commandments. First, that you love God with all your heart and mind and strength and soul. And second, that you love your neighbor as yourself. Everything that the law, everything that the prophets from the Old Testament times is all wrapped up in those two commandments. And then the next day he came back and he said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, but render unto God the things that are God's. And the next day, he instituted the sacrament of Holy Communion. He washed his disciples' feet. And as they went out into the garden, and he had sang some hymns, and they talked about some of the most important things that Jesus wanted to remind them of, he gave this mandate to them and to us, that you love one another as I have loved you. Not all these other ways of ideas you may have about one another, but the way that I have loved you, that you love one another. And by this, everyone will know whether or not you really are my disciple. It's if you love, how you love one another. If you love like someone else says to love, then you're their disciple. If you're following someone else's way of vision and ideas of how things should be done, then you're their disciple. But if you're a disciple of Jesus Christ, then you love the way Jesus Christ has loved you. And that's our mandate. It's been our mandate ever since. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? Jesus was arrested, spent the night being tortured, and gave his life for us at Calvary on Friday. With the first word from the cross being, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And then on Sunday, the resurrection. And a new community. Raising up from the grave. And forming with this new law. This new mandate. This new law. His law. This new vision. His vision. This new people. His people. That's success. Hosanna. And that's part of what we pray for. When we shout Hosanna, we're looking for the victory. We're waving the palms of victory when we say Hosanna. When we pray to the Lord, praise the Lord. We're looking for the victory, amen? We're not just looking for to go out and get crushed. We're looking to go out and to stand firm as the people of God in the law of love. And that's what we do. We can do as a congregation. We're kind of in a unique position of being a small congregation and having been through some things together where we can position ourselves in a maybe stronger, fresher, newer, different way in our community than the other churches are able to do. We've been in a church with open hearts and open minds and open doors. And now we position ourselves, we have the opportunity to position ourselves in the community as the church of the open arms. And to make it clear that God's love is here and extended to everyone who will receive it. And that we're here to receive all who will come and work with us and be a part of our community of love. And that's a wonderful opportunity and a wonderful place to be spiritually. A place for us to take our place as beacons of hope and salvation. By what Christ is doing, he is delivering us from sin and death into eternal life and restoring us to our rightful place as his children, his heirs. And that's something for us to celebrate. Something to stand firm in. Something for us to build around, isn't it? And to look for not what, you know, what the gains and losses of each day or each hour are, but look for the long-term success and victory that he demonstrated in his flesh during this Holy Week. Let us demonstrate in our relationships, in our faith, and in our confidence going forward as the people of God. In the name of Jesus, amen.